College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. Three, two, one, Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, Taskmaster, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two or, you know, what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. Two-man power trip. I am your host, JP John Paz. Of course, joining me is an absolute legend, a former WWE and ECW World Tag Team Champion, one of the greatest minds ever in the history of the business, one of the greatest bookers ever, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
Very good, JP. How are you, my man?
Very, very good. Cannot complain at all. How come WCW never did a pay-per-view in the UK?
I may be way off on this. I don't think our TV ratings over there, and it's like, you know, AEW did so well because their television's on regular TV. I believe the WWE their television is on like a pay channel, like a Netflix or something.
Yeah. Yep.
We were on that same type of thing, and that was when cable was first coming in over there. So it was very expensive. And the logistics at the time, I don't know if Turner was capable of pulling that off correctly.
What was the original plan for the Latino World Order?
I hated it. I hated it. I hated it. I mean, at that time, we were passing T-shirts out, NWO, right? Then we went to two NWOs, right? Black and white, and then Wolfpack. We didn't need the Latino World Order. They were an entity to themselves. I mean, and now if you got them together, how do you have them wrestle each other where it makes sense if they're a gang? I think they can, they don't get their due either. And I've said this before, Conan didn't get his due. You think I knew who La Parca was and Silver King was or who he was? It was Conan directed me who to bring in. Of course, he brought Ray in first, so he didn't miss, you know, and then
Yeah.
Hoovy,
Yep.
all the guys he brought were terrific. But I just didn't like it. I thought kind of was made them a copycat, and they were so unique. I'd like them to be as unique as they possibly can. And the other thing is mistakes we made. No, mistakes I made. I saw a documentary on years ago on Lucha Libre. And you know, there's a lot of mysticism in it. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. And are you aware the first Lucha Libre with a mask was American?
No, had no idea.
It was Sterling Gold, not Golden, Sterling.
Oh, Sterling Golden, Hulk Hogan.
Not, yeah, Sterling. He was in Texas. There's a story. He used to do the Gorgeous George gimmick in Mexico. He's from Houston. Same street that Jesse James, the wrestler, and Gorgeous George lived on. And when he came back, you know, he was using a Gorgeous George type gimmick. George went up to him when he was just regular wrestler. He says, "Are you going to use that in the States?" He said, "Hell no." He said, "Take it." Not Sterling, Dizzy Davis. Look him up.
Dizzy Davis.
Look him up. He broke his son out of prison in Mexico, hired a bunch of mercenaries, and he broke his son out of prison.
Oh, also known as Sterling Davis. Yeah, okay. Yep, Sterling Dizzy Davis. Yep.
He had a move that when I was a kid, I knew what the move, where the move came from. They still use it today, but they don't, I don't think they ever credit the Davis. What it was is, suppose you and I are wrestling, John, and you're beating the shit out of me, and you back me into the ropes, right? I would put my left hand down and push the ropes and jump up and sit on them, right? Then I put my leg in between your two legs, grab you by the head, and go over backwards and take you outside the ring that way. That was called the Dizzy Davis. He tried to run opposition in Houston or Dallas. I'm not sure which one. You can look it up. They actually burnt his building down, and I believe they burnt his house down, the office. So,
Wow. Crazy.
yeah.
Absolutely crazy. So were there wrestlers asking to be added into the NWO? Were there any that were denied, or were there any who declined but being put in when you asked them to join? That is from the Fantasy Handbook. Great question.
It is a great question. I never remember anybody denying denying to go in. Everybody wanted to be in, and I think that's where the problem was. It's like I said before, I wanted to keep it to the original four: Hogan, Six, Nash, Hall. The only other one that I thought could have been in there and would have fit was Scott Steiner. I couldn't see any, I couldn't, you know, we did it later, but Luger was homegrown. There were so many homegrown guys, and, you know, Buff, the reason why I was wouldn't be crazy about Buff going in, he was homegrown. They lost the idea that this was an invasion, not from Dallas office, not from the Florida office, from Vince McMahon. So when you have no relationship with New York, why would you be involved in it? And the other thing was, Hogan was the world champion, Macho was the world champion, Kevin was the world champion, Scott was the Intercontinental, and Six was the junior heavyweight champion from New York. So what are we going to do? Have the TV champ from Arn Anderson, the TV champ from grew up in TBS, and have him on the show? I didn't see how that would have worked. And I'm not just saying because it was Arn. Arn's one of the greatest workers of all time. But he, you know, he hadn't gone to New York yet. And even if he did go to New York, it wasn't that he was a homegrown WCW guy.
We loved the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF, and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lanny Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Absolutely, for sure. Obviously, DDP is one guy that did not join. That was great that he didn't join because that got him more over by not joining the NWO.
That was one of the smartest things that the NWO, that was their design, not for him to go over, because I really believe he wanted to be there with them. You know what I mean? Because he had managed them both, right? Kevin and Scott, he wanted to be in that position. He had worked hard for it, but I think that got him over not being part of it.
Big time. And
I'll tell you something. I just watched his match with Goldberg. I liked it when I first saw it, but it was an incredible match.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I'll tell you why it's so incredible. Bill was not prepared to have that kind of match. And I know that Paige wrote his stuff out like Randy. But for Bill to pull it off like he did, he was a young man in the business, just used to squashing guys or just doing the usual selling of the heat. He was actually doing some great moves with Paige, especially when Paige hit him out of there. When he went to the, Bill went for his finish, and Paige ended up giving him a diamond cutter, and they're both laying there.
Yep. Awesome.
Paige did an amazing, amazing job. I don't think he gets the credit, and I'll be the first one to admit when he was going up the ladder, I didn't think he had it in him to be that good. Every match he had, he dissected it time and time again. And every match he had, in my opinion, got better and better. And it ended up by showing the Goldberg match.
For sure.
Yeah.
What is your favorite movie? What is your favorite TV show? And what is your, or who is your favorite band?
I used to really like Nine Inch Nails.
Oh.
So, and I'm still a Bob Dylan fan. He's gotten away with a lot of shit the last decade, but when he first came out, he was so different, you know what I mean? And everybody tried to copy him. And what was the other question? What's
my favorite movie and favorite TV show?
Breaking Bad, my favorite TV show, along with The Sopranos. But movies, yeah. There's so many great movies. I guess The Godfather. You know,
nice, good choice. Yeah. What's a storyline during your time in as WCW Booker that never got the green light, but you wish it had? That's from DFW.
I wanted to do an angle, me, myself, with Fit Finley. Because I'm a first generation Irish, right? But I'm from the Republic of, my family's from the Republic of Ireland. He's an Ulsterman from the UK, which is in Ireland, you know, Northern Ireland. Are you aware there's two countries in Ireland?
No, never even crossed my mind to even think about it.
Yeah, and you got to go through checkpoints. And at one time, up until maybe 20 years ago, you know, they were killing each other. Are you aware of that?
Recently?
Up until 20 years ago.
Wow, okay.
I mean, one time, it was, you know, U2 wrote Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Yep.
It was a soccer game, and the... It was in Northern Ireland, but it was Republic of Ireland versus the UK Ireland, Northern Ireland. And they came in with tanks, knocked the walls down, shot the Irish side up, you know what I mean? And then they had political prisoners that actually starved to death Bobby Sands. And, I mean, there was heat. Real serious heat. It was bombing us all the time. At one time, there was a wall in Northern Ireland. The Catholics were on one side, the Protestants were on the other. And you had to go through the checkpoint every day if you worked on one side or the other. But a little bit early, maybe 30 years ago, if you were Catholic, you couldn't own your own property in Northern Ireland. So there's been many books written about it, a lot of movies written about it. And I mean, it was, it goes back to, in Ireland's only, the Republic of Ireland became a country, in its own country, in 1922. They're the only people that had a war, a civil war over a peace plan. The English were going to let them have their own legislature in Northern Ireland, but they didn't want it. They wanted the whole country. Winston Churchill, whose mother was American, but he spent his youth in Ireland, was going to make it Jewish for 7 years and then give Ireland back to the Irish. In fact, Paul McCartney and the Beatles used to have a song, Give Ireland Back to the Irish. And I mean, it was vicious, vicious. When I was a kid growing up in South Boston and in Cambridge and all of it, there were these big pickle jars at the end of the bar. Had no label on it, and they would people would be dropping money in there. That was to buy guns for the Republic of Ireland. And wow. when you flew into Boston at those times, it showed this child with a tear coming down. In the background is fire and cars turned over. And it would say, support the Irish Republican movement. They couldn't say the IRA because they were considered in England as a terrorist group. If you ever want to look up Bobby Sands.
Okay.
He died in prison. They didn't have toilets in the prison, their cells. So when they shit, they have to rub it on the walls, right? And once a week, because there was no toilets.
Right, yeah, it's crazy, yeah. Yep.
Once a week, they come in with these big fire hoses and wash the shit down. They didn't allow most of the guys to wash their clothes, so they had blankets with holes in it, walked around like that. It's an amazing story. Amazing story.
Pretty crazy. Absolutely crazy. Aaron wants to know, what did you think of the WW Nitro Grill?
I thought, you mean the restaurant itself? Or,
yes. Yep.
How do you follow them having a restaurant in Times Square?
Not well.
Yeah. We all make mistakes, and I just believed this show that AEW did really opened my eyes, because I thought it was the best book show they've ever had. But I hear, especially guys from my generation, oh, they're too flippy, floppy. Okay. Do this finish for me. Let me take your hands behind your back, and I want you to do a flip, a moonsault, and land on the casket, and the guy move. Come on. I know what they're trying to do. The guy saying, oh, they're going to hurt themselves. Yes, I know they're going to hurt themselves. I don't think they should do it every time, but it's like this. Some people, including myself, love sushi. Some people say, I'm not going to put raw fish in my mouth. Let's go have some pasta. I like it that it's different. I wish they weren't having, and I'm, you know, JP, I got to ask you this question. All this internal strife, do you think they're starting to work with this shit?
Maybe. I think there definitely is a possibility.
Because it's goes on and on and on. You know, I just heard about the thing with Punk, and I listened to it, and the story's changed a little, right?
Of course, yeah, big time.
Yeah, but he comes up and chest bumps Punk before he goes to the ring. And then other things. I mean, if this is real, some psychologist needs to come and have a sit down with everybody that works there and explain to them what mentally is going wrong somewhere. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not good. They needed some sort of sit down. It's terrible. Yep.
Yeah, and it got to come. I don't think Tony needs to do it. What people are saying Tony needs to do it. I think Tony needs to be out of that position because he's going to get heat with somebody that he doesn't need to. And I don't understand it because he's paying them all well. But I think if a professional came in and went over everything and said, listen, you don't have to love one another, but this is a business. And if you were a major company, a bunch of you would never have jobs here anymore. So my recommendation to Tony is get to the bottom of this and get rid of who the problem is. You can't. The reason why I say this, and again, I may be wrong. What if Punk got in a fight before he went out and as they go to pull him apart, somebody steps on Punk's bad foot or jerks his shoulder and he can't go out to the start of the show that drew 81,000 people.
Yep, same.
You can't allow this unless they're working. Unless this is a long-range idea. And I don't think it is, but unless somebody's put this thing together and came up with what they're going to do, okay, other than this, they're going to step on a landmine and something's going to blow up. Someone's going to push somebody, he's going to fall off the stage and split his head open. Something bad. Nothing good is going to come out of this. And I just don't understand what they don't see. You know, one of the guys I really admire and like, Eddie Kingston. Now, he's supposed to be a hothead. I never hear any shit about him. Is there?
Not really. Besides, he got into with somebody.
Cassio. But it was just like,
Yeah, like he just kind of pushed him, whatever. It was nothing too crazy, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that shit happened before, but I'm talking about them going into business on their own, which makes nothing about drawing money, unless it's a work. But I don't think it is, because we all in the wrestling business have a tendency to say, oh, they're working. No, they're not. So
no, I'm not here, yeah. If Eric Bischoff had bought WCW in 2001, would you have stayed with the company?
If he would have had me, yes. Eric, I mean, because by that time I had gone, you know what I mean? So sometimes out of sight, out of mind, I'm pretty sure he would have invited me aboard. But the other thing is, if Eric got it, I think he had seen the mistakes he made, the mistakes the company made, and he would have really started to push and intermingle the older guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll know this. What was Vince Russo's best idea in WCW?
Wow. What was his best idea? Booker T being champion.
Nice. I agree for sure. Who is your Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling from Keyboard Joe?
There are so many great ones, right? Let's go do it this way. Eras, okay? Do you know who the fourth largest drawing guy in the history of wrestling business is?
Jim Londos?
Yeah. He was drawing the Depression. He was the champion I told you about, Boston being different, right?
Yep.
He would go to Braves Field 1 month, draw 45,000. The next month, they go to Fenway Park. Fenway Park, as you know, only seats 35. They sell that out. Everywhere he went. Okay, then let's go to Buddy Rogers. Buddy Rogers and Pat O'Connor, 35,000 in Comiskey Park. How can you forget Bruno Sammartino? How can you forget Hulk Hogan? How can you forget the NWO as a group? How can you forget Ric Flair? How can you forget Steve Austin? The Heartbreak Kid, The Rock, Roman Reigns right now. I don't know. It's every generation has a different guy, but how long has, well, since Backlund, how long has somebody held this belt for 3 years or close to it?
Right, been long time since Hogan. Yeah, yep.
So every generation, other guys come, and it's objective, you know, it's what you like. How can we forget, we're talking about Terry. How can we forget Terry? How can you forget Jack Briscoe? I mean, because I believe the business is built on what the era did before. And Terry went through different eras when it was strictly kayfabe, when there was an entertainment value came in, and he adapted where other guys couldn't. So, and then I go to Argentina Rocca, right? I mean, he sold out the Gardens a bunch. In his time, superstar Billy Graham, what did he sell the Gardens out? 19 out of 20 times. There's just so many, it's hard to say for me anyway.
Yep, for sure. Now, as far as the Army of Darkness is concerned, do you think the Army of Darkness was the best, the Varsity Club or the Dungeon of Doom, as far as, you know, gimmicks that you were a part of?
The Varsity Club was the best because it was had such great guys in it that had real legitimate amateur records, and they worked like they're almost like fraternity guys, Rotunda and Rick would be bitching at each other, right? Dr. Death would be bitching at Rick, and then he'd bitch at Mike for bitching at Rick. They were great. Now, when I was in Florida with Dusty, it was a whole different thing. It was blood and guts, evil against the American dream. And Dusty Rhodes, I had Mark Lorne, okay? Dusty Rhodes said Mark was the greatest babyface and greatest heel he ever saw. That's a high compliment from Dusty. So, and then that video we did, that was one of the first videos where I conjured him from the sea.
Yep.
Mark looked like a tank. Had drawn money all over the world. Knew what we do this sometimes. We get in the car, and Mark drove 100 miles an hour. So we get in the car, and he'd look at me and say, "Where do you want to go today?" And I'd say, "Bring me to Malaysia." And he'd tell about everything about wrestling, the country itself, the experiences he had, and he was just entertaining, but his work was so solid back then. Different type, but very solid. But yet he was one of the best baby faces of all times. Vince Sr. called him the greatest baby face he ever had.
Wow. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider or think of it if you got inducted from Leon? Would you ever, or what are your thoughts if you got inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, and if the invite came, would you accept it? Do you think it will ever come, and who would induct you?
No, I don't think it will ever come because I didn't work for Junior. And rightfully so, I believe, because I didn't work for him, so... It'd be like that I was playing in the Japanese league, you know. Remember Ono, the guy that hit all those home runs?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a completely different thing.
Or is it Satohara O, or what was it?
Satohara O, that's it, yeah. Right? Yeah. So it's a whole different ball of wax I was in, so...
All right, one final last question for you. Would the Kevin Sullivan devil, quote-unquote, gimmick work today? And could you have made Bray, a.k.a. The Fiend, a good long-term character? So I guess it's a little two-parter there. Would the devil work today? And then how would you make Bray, a.k.a. The Fiend, a more long-term gimmick?
Well, I think he was pretty close to it. I mean, I do not want to say that followed some what I did. I think he must have saw some of what I did, but his thing was completely different. My thing was like slasher movies, right? Back in the 80s. His was really psychological. I loved when the way he portrayed everything. It was much more scary in today's day. And that thing he did in the corner where it almost looked like that Japanese movie where the woman's walking on her, you know, hands and feet upside down. Do you know which one I'm talking
about? Yeah, that like spider crawl or whatever it is. Yeah, yeah.
I related that to him. That was him. He was in a completely different era. And to me, he would ended up, if he continued on, being the closest thing to The Undertaker since The Undertaker.
And do you think the devil could work today? Or maybe even he played like a more of a devil or no?
Not the devil, but because of the difference in the country today. But the devil could be Charles Manson, right? The devil could have been Ed Bundy. He could have played that. But one of the things I thought, you know, when they gave him, what's the girl's name? The little blonde? Alexandra Bliss.
Oh, Alexa Bliss, yeah.
In my head, as I was watching him with her, you remember when they used to do the dark interviews when they had the three guys together, you know, with the goat's head and that, right?
Yep.
Could you see a rocking chair, a woman in a granny dress with gray braids, just two, you know, pigtails.
Mm-hmm.
Spit, I don't know if they could allow you to, you know, they'd have to put up nicotine, you know. Maybe they wouldn't have to. But if she had a tin can, and when they lost, she'd ask them, not him, but one of the partners, right? What happened? And he starts the same. Well, this, this, and this. And she spits in the can with that old-fashioned snuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That the country people used to use, and says, you don't say, and you never see her face. And she has a switch. And she starts like hitting her leg. Oh, you don't say, you don't say. It would give them, or it would have given him, rather, a Abbott to his Costello. It would have given him a Wolfman to his Frankenstein. It would have given him, you know, when Cruz and the interview with a vampire. You know what's what I'm talking about?
Tom Cruise. Yeah. Yep. Interview vampire, yeah.
It would give him that, because remember there was a woman in that, and then the child. Yeah, I think it would have just given him a, he didn't have to have it for long. But I think if he had something like that, he even could have got scarier. But who am I to say? Because I thought he was going to be one of the biggest. He was for his short, brief period of time. I thought he would have turned into the Undertaker, and that's hard for me to say, because the Undertaker to me has drawn more money than anybody in the history of wrestling. But I could see him getting to the Undertaker status, because the Undertaker had Kane, he had Paul Bearer, he had other people that came in and out. But he was always the centerpiece, just to give something a little different flavor. I think that would have worked out completely. Maybe it's just me, but I think there's something scary where you don't see anybody's face. And then you start wondering, is it a guy or a woman? Who could it be? And if they kept it kayfabe like they did, Uncle Howdy, I think it would have been a very good idea.
All right, let's head towards the plugs. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website at tmptempire.com. Kevin, you can check us out coming up on September 30th, Rockaway Mall, Rockaway, New Jersey, 90s Con. It's going to be big. We're going to be there live and in color. What else you got going on in this crazy world?
Well, I'm going to be going to West Virginia the week before I see you for a seminar and an autograph session. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
All right. Great stuff, as always, Kevin. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. See you right back here next week. Have a good one, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother. College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with my bookie.
Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our exclusive offer, go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved.
Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.